When I was young, Mr. Gunning telling us of climate change. He was letting us know about aerosols, the ozone layer, and how man is to blame. Looking back on it, took one class, he didn't want to distract us from real geography. It was only a theory, not proof, really, a very inevitable catastrophe. Kids, I was told when I couldn't imagine being 16. I was mad about sports and girls and chores, not much thought environmentally. Temperature up by 2 degrees, most of us were really pleased, meant more sun. More time to play on a holiday, the perfect backdrop to our summer fun. And now our plan that ain't gonna be enough. Sea's gonna rise from melting ice. Not very nice if you live in Great Yarmouth. But I didn't care, I'd never been there. It always seemed to be a little far south. Recycling was for those kids who academically have found it too tough. I remember when CFC meant nothing to me but Chelsea Football Club. About Brazil and their massive forest. Oh, we were ripping up trees without reprieve, wiping species out under the horrors. But I still didn't think they'd make the link that the brink and humanity were so near. I worried as much as George Bush or some big industrial privateer. That ain't gonna be enough.
This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you.
look that's a following me. Eyes full of horrors, don't understand. Needle on the pine leaves and one in your hand. Cup spilling over, taking a drop. Disease, brain or skin. Fi bun dung room, I say fi mash dung room. I man saw a stone just a come fi mash dung room. Great great stone just a come fi mash dung room. Yes, I say fi bun dung room. Yes.
I say fi mash down rule. They can't run, no, I know that they can't hide. For that stone was so big and him so wide. And him so low, don't you know, can't get under him, yes. And him so high, Babylon can't get over him, yeah. Can't get over him, yeah. Can't get over him. Come fi mash down Rome. Great, great stone just a come fi mash down Rome. Yeah, I say fi burn down Rome. I say fi mash down Rome. They can't run, no, I know that they can't hide. For that stone was so big and him so wide. And him so low, don't you know, can't get under him, yes. And him so high, Babylon, can't get over him, yeah. Can't get over him, can't get over him, yeah. Can't get over him, yeah. Can't get over him, yes. For so the mountains around Jerusalem, so is Jah around his children. From this time, even forevermore. Selah.
We have a story we want you to hear, so everybody open your ear. We sing because we care. It's a real life drama we are sharing. So it's best to beware of things like one out there. Oh, man. This is how the story starts. She was with one man and he gave his heart.
She'd pretend to play the part of a faithful wife till death do part.
Slept around with many men,
unprotected now and then.
She did not intend
for this to be the end.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core. And nothing can change it. Dying for a cure. And life won't be the same. Dying for a cure. Oh, oh.
This is how the story goes. Was a fool for love, ready to go.
Was it maybe or supposed? Thought the perfect girl was the one he chose.
Now he's thinking something else.
Worried about his failing health.
Nothing's on the shelf
that ever seems to help.
Now he's dying for a cure. He just can't take it. Crying from the core. And nothing can change it. Dying for a cure.
Make sure you're living right. It's your life, yay. The moral of the story is what's done in the dark will come to light, yeah.
And the moral of the story is trust none but yourself and no one else. And the moral of the story is protection is the best and nothing less.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core. And
thought she was with one man and he gave his heart.
She'd pretend to play the part of a faithful wife till death do part.
Slept around with many men,
unprotected now and then.
She did not intend
for this to be the end.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core. And nothing can change it. Dying for a cure. And life won't be the same. Dying for a cure.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
So leave yourself alone. after a second glance as she tears through her magazine. Turn on a light, impress unknown eyes. Humor absorbs the thoughts. Lift up your snorting heads. Played like dancing fools. Turning the tension round. Building up silent sounds. Just another.
Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Caterpillars crawling through the grass so late at night. I hear the earthworms wiggling in the early morning light. I can hear grasshoppers hopping on their feet so light and small. But no matter what I'm doing, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call. I can always hear the secrets that my parents want to keep. I can hear them late at night when they think that I'm asleep. When they're whispering in the cellar, I can hear them in the hall. But when they want to get me, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call. They took me to the doctor, she wired up my ears. I heard the softest sound that anyone ever hears. She gave me a diploma, it's hanging on my wall. It says my ears are great, I just can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call.
was on my way home. I tripped and cut my leg on a round stone. Why was my blood cold? I'd not felt that warm since I left you standing there. Standing there. Hello. So I turned and I came back. Words flowing like a silent soundtrack. Where had my voice gone? Cold lips, no feeling to act on. Standing there. Standing there. Hello. Forever is a long time, but never draws a straight line through what we know we had. Today is a new day. Tomorrow isn't far away, but I've been waiting, I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for too long. Ground the mist rose so thick I couldn't see through, and with the blink of an eye I missed you standing.